KSRN News. I'm John Scott. As Debbie drenches South Carolina, heavy rainfall from the tropical storm is also expected to cause flooding across portions of the mid-Atlantic states and northeast through Saturday morning. Meanwhile, residents as far away as the Great Lakes and New Jersey have also been experiencing heavy rains connected to this slow-moving tropical storm. A new poll says that most adults in the U.S. believe the upcoming presidential election is vital to the future of American democracy. Donna Warder reports.
More than half of Democrats surveyed by the Associated Press and the Nork Center for Public Affairs Research say the 2024 election is extremely important or very important to democracy. About 40% of Republicans and independents believe that. Poll findings suggest that many Democrats continue to view former President Donald Trump as a threat to democracy. But the poll findings suggest that many Trump supporters believe that President Joe Biden is the real threat to democracy. The poll was conducted days after Biden dropped out of the race and Vice President Kamala Harris announced her campaign for the presidency. I'm Donna Warder.
Also at SRNNews.com, authorities in Austria foiling a plot to launch an attack outside a Taylor Swift concert in Vienna.
Austrian authorities have said that both suspects in a foiled plot to launch an attack outside a Taylor Swift concert appeared to be inspired by the Islamic State group. Investigators found bomb-making materials at one of their homes, and officials said one of the two confessed to planning to kill as many people as possible outside the concert venue. Three sold-out concerts were cancelled a day earlier because of the plot, devastating Swifties from across the globe. Concert organizers said they stood behind their decision to cancel the events. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is SRN News. A plot to bomb churches in Indonesia is foiled.
A 19-year-old member of a Muslim terror group has been arrested and charged with plotting to plant explosives at two houses of worship in East Java. The man was recruited by an ISIS affiliate online and was planning to unleash the explosives soon. Indonesia is 83% Muslim, and while Christians have long lived there in peace, the atmosphere has been changing lately with the introduction of radical Islamic groups. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There's an unusual gospel outreach taking place in Tennessee. Robert's Western World in Nashville. It's the most iconic honky-tonk and practically synonymous with country music. But for an hour on Sunday mornings, no one can drink alcohol and they can only listen to Christian music. During the gospel hour, Pastor Ron Blakely plays guitar while his daughter Mimi Fisher sings on stage to an audience of locals and tourists. This is SRN News. Residents in Alaska's capital are clearing out waterlogged homes following an outburst of flooding from a lake dammed by the Mendenhall Glacier. Initial estimates indicate about 100 homes and some businesses were damaged by these floodwaters. In consumer news, Beyond Meat reporting better than expected sales in the second quarter. That's despite continued weak demand for its plant-based meat.
The El Segundo, California-based company says its revenue fell nearly 9% to $93.2 million for the April to June period. That was better than the $87.8 million Wall Street anticipated, according to analysts polled by FactSet. Still, it was Beyond Meat's ninth straight quarter of year-over-year revenue declines as it continues to fight consumer perceptions that its products are overly processed and unhealthy.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. More details at SRNNews.com.